Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Brian Wilson turning 80 today from the Beach Boys. That song, by the way, is from the album Pet Sounds, which at the time when it came out, and I was born that year, apparently it got panned by the critics, and years later is seen as one of the most influential albums of all time. You know, at some point during today's show, we're going to have to play God Only Knows. I know the song was used in Boogie Nights, which some of you would have seen with Mark Wahlberg and the late, great Burt Reynolds, and so maybe we'll conclude it today. Brian Wilson turning 80 from the Beach Boys today. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by Digitex, by Alicia Next Office Network Printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy IT and supplies. We're going to go right to a little bit of breaking news for you. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, whether it's heating or cooling you need, and get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Andre Kuzmenko, represented by Dan Milstein, the same man from Goldscar that has Evander Kane. Andre Kuzmenko has made his decision, considered the best European free agent this year. He is going to sign with the Vancouver Canucks. Kuzmenko spent multiple days in Edmonton early last week visiting with Oilers general manager Ken Holland, but ultimately has selected Vancouver. The Canucks are an organization over the last couple of years that have missed the playoffs, despite the fact that they got a very good goaltender in Thatcher Demko. They were a better team in the second half of last season with Bruce Boudreaux, though there was some belief at some point that maybe the new general manager, Patrick Elving, was looking past Boudreaux down the road. Boudreaux became a bit of a cult hero in Vancouver with the fan base, something that owner Francesco Accolini dearly needed. And so Kuzmenko picks the Canucks over the Oilers and over the Florida Panthers. Now, I would suggest to you that what is Kuzmenko? Well, here's my range. He is somewhere between Artemi Panarin and Vadim Shipachev. And Panarin is an unequivocal NHL star, some would say superstar in the league. And Shipachev, conversely, well, he ultimately didn't really get to where the Vegas Golden Knights were hoping to after spending. In other words, there's a wide range of where guys like this that come over in their mid to late 20s end up being. I've also been told that what he is at the NHL level will probably be a really good complementary player, that he's going to need to play with good players because he doesn't have great pace in his game. My experience with Russian players is they often skate better than people think they do, so time will tell in that regard. But the Canucks get them. That's the way it works. I know some people thought, well, is it possible that there would be a tandem deal for Kane and Kuzmenko? I'm not sure. I know that the Oilers are going to make a concerted effort to be re-signing Evander Kane, and there's lots obviously up in the air. Something that nobody's mentioned just about the San Jose Sharks, and just food for thought here, I'm going to bring in Brendan Escott. Brendan working the Elks broadcast on Saturday as well, and the Elks dropping a 10-point decision to the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Brendan, I know we're going to play the clip coming up here from Elliot Friedman, But San Jose Sharks also do not have a general manager right now. And they don't seem to be in a particular rush to get that position filled. So the whole Kane situation without the arbitrator, to me, it's a little bit convenient. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little taking advantage of, and we saw a little gamesmanship out of the other team based in Central California during the playoffs, so we know that they're not doing the Oilers any favors down there in Cali.
All right, our NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling coming up at 12:35. Rob Brown from the Oilers Radio Network at 1:05 today, and Edmonton Oil Kings General Manager Kurt Hill at 1:35. We did have Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation on the show Friday. He's meeting here shortly with Edmonton Oilers General Manager Ken Holland, primarily to discuss, amongst others, Brett Kulak. We will get to Elliot Friedman in a second. We'll tell you that you can reach us on a River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Head to the second annual night market at the River Cree, presented by Enoch Cree Nation from June 24th to June the 26th. That's this weekend. For more information, head to therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. I'm on Twitter at Bob_Stauffer. The show Twitter account now has over 40,000 followers. That's at Oilers Now, and Brendan Escott's a big part of things here, too. He's at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. We'll get to some thoughts on the Elks after we head into the Oilers Now audio vault for direct workwear, featuring Edmonton's large a selection, unbeatable prices, and customer service that makes you feel like family. Elliot Friedman for Mid-City Construction Management on the show on Friday, and I asked him, what's going on with the Evander Kane contract and the San Jose Sharks?
The more I think about it, Bob, the more I think how crazy this is. Like, this shouldn't be happening. You know, I understand schedules change, and maybe, I don't know, Bob, maybe Edmonton winning two rounds caught people by surprise. But, you know, I don't understand how you can allow this situation to occur. You know, it's really crazy the fact that it's a possibility and nobody knows what the chances of it are, because you never know how an arbitrator is going to rule. But the possibility a guy could be signed by a team in free agency and then the arbitrator could overrule and say, nope, he's San Jose's property. You know, like, it's crazy to me. I thought about it. I remember when it happened and we were told about it, I remember thinking this is nuts. And the more I thought about it, I just felt that it shouldn't. There has to be a way to expedite it. Because it doesn't make sense for anyone involved. It doesn't make sense for teams that would be interested in them. It doesn't make sense for Kane. It just doesn't make sense. And, you know, the other thing, too, is if we get to a situation where that worst-case scenario happens, it's just going to look bad. It's, you know, I don't think it's the best thing for your league. So, you know, I would hope that they could find a way to do this, but that's where it stands right now, is that the worst-case scenario, and again, Bob, nobody knows what percentage to put on it, the worst-case scenario is we get a situation where a team signs him and the arbitrator says, nope, he belongs to the Sharks, because as it stands right now, we don't, like, the league said the other day that there's no settlement talks going on, and they also said the same thing that I've heard, which is that these teams are, like, the Sharks really believe in their position, and Kane really believes in his position.
So nobody's budging, which means no settlement.
Not at this time. Now, who knows? Like, you know, one of the things I kind of wonder about is, now, like, I was talking about this with some people, like, what could be some outcomes here? And, you know, one GM said to me the other day, Bob, he said, hey, if I was getting Kane and I was worried about this situation, I would have to call San Jose and say, I feel comfortable making a deal with you. If he comes back to you, I want to know that we can make a trade if I'm going to sign this player. But the other thing someone said to me is, if we start hearing settlement talks, he thinks that means that Kane's got a contract somewhere. that he's not going to want to jeopardize. So what I wonder about happens here, Bob, is if what happens if, say, the Oilers get to a deal for Kane, which is going to be bigger than the deal he would get in San Jose, do we see Kane settle and try to drop a grievance?
Yeah.
And that actually makes a lot more sense to me.
There you have it. That's Elliot Friedman. I have a couple thoughts on this. I mean, the Kane camp filed the grievance. It kind of looks to me, with the arbitrator out until after the start of free agency, I don't know about you, and maybe I'm completely off, and you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. It kind of looks to me like they're trying to wait Kane out to get him to drop the grievance. I mean, that's kind of how I see it. I mean, maybe I'm being too supportive of the player here. You tell me, 780-496-0063, because it does kind of paralyze things a bit on this front. Just to have a little bit of fun, I'm also going to get you to do this. Again, the news of the day, Andre Kuzmenko has signed with the Vancouver Canucks. It's a one-year deal, and we'll see how he ends up doing. Some of you have already chimed in. And V has texted the show to say, Bob, Kuzmenko must like long summers playing with good but not elite centers. That one comes to us from V. We'll see how he does. Again, the range is between Panarin and Shipachev. So here's, we're going to have some fun with this. Texas on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Can you name the biggest high-profile either NCAA or European free agent that came out that was a complete and total bust? Texas on the Ashley Fine Floors. When you think of a guy who had a real... I remember when Jonas Gustafsson, the goaltender, I think the Oilers ended up having him for a year. He was a guy, right? The monster
the
or whatever.
The monster, that's
remember,
right.
Remember him? Like, he was supposed to be the next big thing. Texas on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Help educate us at 780-496-0063. We'll get to some of those in a second. Oh, by the way, I'd be remiss without mentioning Kevin Weeks. Put a tweet out just before the game on Saturday night saying that he was heard that Jay Woodcroft, the Oilers are closing in on a deal. And if you went to his video, he referenced yours truly. I don't know what the term is going to be, but you know, we mentioned last week that all signs were pointing to the inevitable. This is not a surprise to anybody in oil country that Jay Woodcroft and Dave Manson would be retained by the Edmonton Oilers organization. It's going to happen before June 30th. I don't know the term length. Usually these things tend to be 3 years. We'll wait and see on that front. But, you know, Jay did a pretty good job. Went 26-9-3, 724 winning percentage during points percentage during that time. That was second in the NHL. The Oilers were plus 40 in goal differential under Woodcroft. They were fifth in the league in goals for, fifth in the league in goals against. Ninth on the power play was the only stat that dropped down from the Tippett regime. Eighth on the penalty kill, vast improvement there. Better shot share and save percentage skyrocketed to .915. So, again, we're headed down an inevitable path here with Jay Woodcroft. The fans want the organization to get younger. That's all there is to it. And Jay Woodcroft, you know, he has a chance. I mean, he knows the Oilers players from when he was an assistant / associate coach of the Oilers, the McDavid, Streisaitls, Nugent Hopkins, and Darnell Nurse. And then he coached the likes of Bouchard and McLeod and Yamamoto and Puljujärvi. Yes, I included Puljujärvi in that. Seems he's an endless source of conversation out there in oil country. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. We'll get to some of those texts. All right, Brendan, now it's your chance. I watched Colorado thoroughly dismantle Tampa Bay Saturday night. Did not watch a lot of the Elks game. You were part of the broadcast team with Morley and Dave. What happened on Saturday night against the Riders? Better performance for the team?
It was overall. It was a similarly slow start, but Saskatchewan was kept in check by a pretty solid effort by the Elks defense through the first half there, and it was a game where they were trading field goals back and forth up until things broke open in the second half. Tell you what, Kenny Lawler, this wide receiver, free agent acquisition, the highest paid receiver receiver in the CFL now. He was targeted 17 times, Bob, by quarterback Nick Arbuckle, hauled in 12 for 149 yards and a touchdown. So while they only put 16 points up and did fall to 0-2 for the second straight season, they lost to Saskatchewan. There are a lot more bright spots, I guess, after that second game than there were after that BC loss.
Yeah, Lawler, did he play at Cal? I'm thinking he played at Cal.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so he just a couple things. Arbuckle, if I recall correctly, I think I saw him play. It would have been fairly early in the season. Was he at Georgia State? Is that where he played? Because I think they played Oregon, and Oregon's a pretty good program, as you know, in the Pac-12. And I remember that he could sling it a bit. And then the other guy that I always had a lot of time from, in fact, here's a, I don't know if you'd call this a weird circumstance, but in 2013, the national championship game, which featured Florida State and Auburn that year, Auburn had knocked off Alabama on the kick six, the missed field goal return at the end of the game. Florida State ended up winning the national championship. They came from behind. Auburn was up by a couple of touchdowns. But they had three running backs. They had Freeman, Devontae Freeman. They also had James Wilder Jr. And I remember seeing him, and that guy runs hard. You know, I thought his pad level was a little high when he ran, but he was a tough guy. And I remembered his dad played the National Football League, and you old school guys will remember he had about 750 carries in back-to-back seasons, like 403.50, led the NFL in rushing attempts in back-to-back years. So they've got an interesting makeup on offense, and we'll see, Brendan, where it ends up going carrying forward here. When we come back, we'll get to NHL Today for Elite.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Promotional marketing, and we'll bang off some of your texts on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 12:22. You're listening to Oilers Now. Tim and Edson has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 12:24. We're talking about big European stars that came over that didn't live up to life. Tim and Edson says, Bob, Vladimir Krutov, member of the famed KLM line, was a complete bust in Vancouver. Well, he came over a little older, in fairness, and you can't be built like me and be successful in the NHL. He wasn't holding. I mean, if you got a double chin and you're in the NHL, that's a problem for you. You can text us at 780-496-0063. More text coming in. The Elks will be a good team this year. I'm from Saskatchewan, and Chris Jones is the man to turn the Elks around. They made the right choice for coach. Well, guess what? I agree 100% with that text. Dave B. says, Bob Kuzmenko would be nice, but isn't a need. It also might be the difference of Holloway getting a chance to play or not. That one from Dave B. It's this simple, man. You got to draft and develop your own players. We've talked about McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and Nurse, part of that sort of pre-2016 group. And then you got Yamamoto 2017, 2018. You're looking at McLeod in the second round, Bouchard in the first round. And then I think next year we'll see Broberg 2019. And 2020, obviously, will be Dylan Holloway. Sonny in Vancouver says, Bob Nichushkin looks really good right now. Looks like a comparable for what Puljujarvi can become. We've talked about that a lot on the show over the last... That's the concern with Jesse Puljujarvi. Now, there's a second part to this. What sort of contract is the agent, Marcus Lehto, demanding for Puljujarvi, who had 6 goals in the last 52 games, but in fairness, had 7 goals, 18 points in the first 22, and on my coding system for the first quarter of the year, was Edmonton's fourth best forward. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063 at 1226 in Edmonton. We go to NHL Today. It is presented by our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Drew Schammerhorn and Elite, Edmonton owned and operated. And here's Brendan Escott.
Well, as you mentioned, Colorado smacked Tampa in game two, 7-0 at Ball Arena to take a 2-0 series lead in the cup final. Tampa hosting game three tonight. You'll hear it live just after 6 o'clock on 6:30. Jed, Russian free agent Andre Kuzmenko, yes, choosing the Canucks, choosing the West Coast, in fact, over Edmonton and apparently the Sunshine State. That one was new to me. Dallas set to hire Peter DeBoer as its next head coach, replacing Rick Bowness. DeBoer fired by Vegas earlier this offseason. Two sides are reportedly working toward a four-year deal. Washington signing their second-round pick from 2020, former Prince Albert Raider Brett Leeson, to a two-year, $1.55 million contract extension. And of course, the Memorial Cup starts tonight as well out in St. John, New Brunswick. The host Sea Dogs welcoming in the Oil Kings, Hamilton, and Shawinigan to town. They open the action against Steve Staios' OHL champion Bulldogs tonight. Oil Kings and Xavier Bourgo's Shawinigan Cataracts tomorrow, 4 o'clock Mountain Time.
Kurt Hill will join us today at 1:35. He's the GM of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Gardner McDougall, head of longtime East powerhouse UNB, the pinch hit head coach of host St. John. He'll have him ready. Rocky Thompson helping him out as well. Rocky led Windsor to a Memorial Cup championship in 2017. They'll be ready to go. Hamilton's good. On paper, they're the team closest to Edmonton. We'll see what happens between the Oil Kings and Shawinigan tomorrow. It is 12:27 in Edmonton. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Bob, I believe that Krutoff got addicted to Canadian hot dogs. This text comes in. I'll take Yamamoto over Kuzmenko any day. Sorry, Vancouver fans, but he's at no bite in his game. It'll be a rude awakening in the NHL, bigger, faster, stronger. Well, they say he's not explosive, but, you know, generally speaking, Russian players skate pretty well. So we'll see how it is. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, all I can say is Yakipov. A bus, no more Russians. Well, the Oilers do have another Milstein client, Matvey Petrov, who had a great regular season but struggled a bit in the playoffs as a rookie, albeit for North Bay, and they got schooled when they played Hamilton and got eliminated in round two. Off to a global news weather traffic update coming up with, where are we going here? Where is, it's Kevin Robertson again today, Brendan?
It's Kevin all week.
All right,
you betcha.
Please apologize. Kevin Robertson's got your global news weather traffic update up next. John Shannon when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.